Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnarounds. Let's be on our feet this morning. Raise our voice of appreciation and thanksgiving. Give the Father praise, glorify Him, worship Him, and give Him praise. Enter His gate with thanksgiving and into His court with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. Give Him praise for His goodness. Thank Him for His faithfulness. Thank Him for His mercies. New every morning. Give Him glory. Bless His name. Let God hear your voice of thanksgiving and praise as we glorify Him, as we worship Him, as we give Him thanks. We are grateful to You, Father. To You be all the glory. We bless Your holy name, glorious name, wonderful name. Give Him praise and glorify Him. To You be all the glory. Father, we glorify You. Father, we give You thanks. We are grateful to You. We appreciate You. In the name of Jesus Christ, to You be the praise. Glory to Your name. Thank Him for the blessing of a new day. Give Him thanks. Glorify Him. Appreciate Him. Give Him thanks for the gift of life. We glorify You. Father, we bless Your name. We appreciate You. In the name of Jesus Christ, to You be the glory. We glory. Glorify You, we appreciate You in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank Him for the privilege we have to gather together in His name. Unto Him shall the gathering of His people be. Give Him thanks, glorify Him, appreciate Him. Thank You, Father, we glorify You, we appreciate You, we thank You, for blessed is that man and woman that You've caused to appear before You. We glorify You for this great privilege we have again this morning. We thank You. Blessed be Your name, Father. We glorify You. We appreciate You. We are grateful to You in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank Him for the abundance of His grace available this morning to us as we pray. Give Him the glory. Appreciate Him. Glorify Him. We thank You for Your grace on the altar of prayer this morning. We glorify You. We thank You in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank Him for the help of the Holy Ghost. As we pray this morning, we glorify You, not by might, not by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. Thank Him for the outpouring of the Spirit of grace. We glorify You. We appreciate You. We thank You. Blessed be Your name, Father. Glory to Your name. Blessed be Your name, Father. Thank Him again for the encounters this morning. We glorify You. We appreciate You. Blessed be Your name, Father. Thank You, mighty God, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Put your hands together for Jesus to welcome the priest.
Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord.
Every time I see, oh Lord, another breaking of the day,
I say thank you.
Thank You, Lord.
Every time I see Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. Oh, we bless you, Lord, you are holy, and forever you are God. We bless you, oh Lord.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the global impact of the liberation mandate over the past 40 years. Louder and better, amen. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Join me rise this morning. And let's lift up our voices, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the global impact of the liberation mandate over the past 40 years. Father, we return this morning to celebrate you for the global impact of the liberation mandate over the past 40 years. Father, this morning, we return to appreciate you. How awesome you have been in our midst. We celebrate you. Father, this morning, accept our thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. lift up a voice and magnify the Lord that brought us from far and brought us to this place. Father, we thank you for the impact of the liberation mandate. Lift up a voice this morning. Appreciate the Father. Father, we appreciate you for the global impact of the liberation mandate. Father, we thank you. From the corner where you spoke to your servant, you have made the impact to transcend beyond the continent of Africa. We thank you. Thank you for bringing us from local to global. We celebrate you. Abba Father, this morning we lay to heart to magnify your holy name. Someone lift up a voice, give thanks to God in your understanding, in the spirit, and show this morning the Lord is in your voice of appreciation. As a people, we thank you. Individually, we thank you. As a commission, we return to magnify your holy name. Thank you. The impact is massive. That's why we say thank you. We celebrate your holy name. Father, accept our thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. In all human endeavors, you have made this commission to have impact. That's why this morning, we thank you. Someone lift up a voice. If this commission has truly impacted your life, you will lift up a voice. You'll give him praise on high this morning. From the depth of your heart, let the Lord hear your voice. Return this morning. Glorify with a loud voice as one leper did. Return this morning with a loud voice. Appreciate him. Father, accept our thanksgiving. Not unto us, not unto us, unto thy name we give glory. Father, accept our thanksgiving. As a commission, we look back, we saw, Father, your mighty hand. We look back, we have seen what you have done this past 40 years. We say thank you. Accept our thanksgiving this morning. Someone lift up a voice and show your voice is Adonai. Father, we are grateful in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the global impact of the liberation mandate over the past 40 years. You say so, and you have stand by your word. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name this morning. We appear in your temple to glorify your holy name. For the past 40 years, you have made amazing things to happen in this commission. Accept our thanksgiving for the global impact. Thank him some more in the language of the Spirit. Remember, he that giveth thanks in the Spirit, giveth it well. Thank him some more in the language of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. You have done it all. Accept our thanksgiving. Wave those hands to Jesus this morning. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' awesome name, we have given thanks. Your hands together for Jesus. Please be seated.
Next, we are rising to pray. And this time we shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every participant at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast be supernaturally launched into their promised land through diverse encounter with your word. A louder amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, but we all with open face beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changing to the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Shall we be on our feet as we lift up our voices before the Lord this morning and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every participant at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast be supernaturally launched into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word. Lift up your voice and let's pray this prayer with faith in our heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every participant at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast be launched into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word. Lift up your voice and pray. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, let every participant at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast be supernaturally launched into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word. as they behold him, they were changed from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. Our Father, we are asking this morning, in the name of Jesus, let every participant at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast be supernaturally launched into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word. This is our outcry this morning and our expectation concerning the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the name of Jesus, let every participant be supernaturally launched into their promised land. In the name of Jesus, a land flow with milk and honey, a land where they shall eat without no scarcity. We are asking, oh Lord, let every participant at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast be supernaturally launched into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word. Lift up your voice and pray this prayer with faith in your heart. Keep calling upon the God of heaven. We have the assurance that whenever we call on him, our God answered. Father, we are praying unto you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let every participant at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast be supernaturally launched into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word. In the name of Jesus, the Lord sent a word unto Jacob. He has lighted upon Israel. One word turning a man into a nation. Let's ask for that same kind of word at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let every participant at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast be supernaturally launched into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word. Let heaven hear your voice. Pray intensely this morning. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Whenever we ask, our God answer. We are asking this morning in the name of Jesus. Let every participant at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast be supernaturally launched into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word. Pray the more. Call upon the God of heaven. As they behold him, they are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord upon this wall we are standing. And we are asking the Father, in the name of Jesus, let every participant at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast be supernaturally launched into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word. In the name of Jesus, he sent his word heal and deliver, the same kind of word we are asking at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now pray that prayer in the spirit. Pray it in your understanding and get the name of Jesus and pray with confidence, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every participant at the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast be supernaturally launched into their promised land through diverse encounters with your word. Lift up your two hands and wave it to him, giving thanks he has answered us. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In a moment, you shall yet rise. And in this segment, you shall be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your word of power trigger instant healings and deliverance from all oppressions of the devil all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Psalm 107 and verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Let's rise together. At this point, let's lift up our voices saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your word of power trigger instant healings and deliverances from all oppressions of the devil all through this prophetic feast. Lift up your voice, everyone, as we engage our Father and our God in the name of Jesus. We ask this morning, let your word of power trigger instant healings and instant deliverance from every oppression of the devil all through this prophetic feast of our 40th anniversary. Mighty God, we look up to you for word encounters all through this prophetic visitation. The encounter with your word that will provoke instant healings and deliverances for every participant. Lift up your voice
Let's cry out to God this morning. Let's engage our hearts and engage our faith. Mighty God, we ask you this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your word of power, let it flow all through this prophetic feast, triggering instant healings and deliverances from every oppression of the devil. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice, everyone on ground this morning, and everyone connected, engage your heart, engage your faith. Cry out to God from the depth of your heart. Our Father and our God, in the name of Jesus, we are asking this morning, let your word of power, that word backed up from heaven, let it trigger instant healings and instant deliverance up on this mountain, all through this prophetic feast, for every participant, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice, engage your heart this morning. He sent his word, his word healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Lord, let that be the experience and the testimony of every participant on this prophetic mountain. Someone lift up your voice, pray some more this morning, engage your heart. Let's cry unto God that performeth all things for us. Engage your heart, mighty God. Let your word of power flow out to this prophetic feast. Send your word backed up with your authority that will trigger instant healings from every oppression of the devil. Instant liberty for every participant. Lift up your voice. Ensure you are crying out to God this morning. Ensure your voice is registered. Your cry of faith is ascending to the throne of heaven. Our Father and our God, we are asking this morning, in the name above every other name, let your word of power never cease to flow all through this prophetic feast of our 40th anniversary. Mighty God, send your word with authority. Send your word with power that will trigger instant healings and deliverance for every participant from all oppressions of the devil all through this season. Lift up your voice. Pray some more this morning. Everyone engaging some more, setting the pace for the diverse encounters on this prophetic mountain all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast. We are asking for the rain of your word. We are asking for the release of your word of power. Your word of power, your word of authority, all true in the name of Jesus, that will trigger instant healings from every oppression of the devil, instant liberty, instant deliverance for every participant. No one will return the same. Everyone returning changed and transformed on this prophetic mountain in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice. Give thanks to the prayer answering God. Our Father, we thank you for answers to prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Big hand for Jesus and be seated.
In a moment we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, fulfill your word by making the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast more than 40 shillos in impact. Isaiah chapter 44 verse 26 says, that confirmeth the word of his servant and performeth the counsel of his messengers, that saith to Jerusalem, thou shalt be inhabited, and to the cities of Judah, thou shalt be built. And I will raise up the declared places thereof. Please rise up to your feet, lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, fulfill your word by making the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast more than 40 shillos in impact. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, fulfill your word by making the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast more than 40 shillos
in impact. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, bring to come to pass the word that you have spoken via your servant, that this upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast shall be more than 40 shilohs in impact. Bring that word to come to pass. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you enforce the fulfillment of prophecy by prayer. My Father and my God, in the name of Jesus, fulfill your word to us by causing, O Lord, the 40th anniversary prophetic feast to be more than 40 shilohs in impact. Lift up your voice as you pray this prayer. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Pray in your understanding. Also pray in the spirit. But by all means, let your voice resound in heaven. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, fulfill your word. Fulfill your word. Bring to come to pass. Let your counsel stand. Do all of your pleasure by bringing it to come to pass that the 40th anniversary prophetic feast shall be more than 40 shilohs in impact. Father, do what only your hand can perform. My Father and my God, confirm the word of your servant. Perform the counsel of your messenger. Cause it to come to pass that the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast is more than 40 shilohs in impact, more than 40 shilohs in results. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, fulfill your word. Bring to come to pass that which you have declared. Fulfill your word. Fulfill your word to us by causing the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast to be more than 40 shilohs in impact. More than 40 shilohs in impact. Is somebody praying right now? Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession and the sound of your prayer. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus, fulfill your word to us by making the upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast more than 40 shilohs in impact. Now lift up those hands in appreciation to God, giving thanks for answers to prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are prayed. Put those hands together for Jesus. And please be seated.
Next, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land and all our viewing centers around the world, all through this 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Can you make it a stronger amen? Amen. 2 Chronicles 5:13-14, paraphrase. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets, an instrument of music, then their house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Our testimony shall be stronger in the name of Jesus Christ. Please rise upon your feet, saints of God, like soldiers of Christ. Lift up your voice to the God of heaven. Remember, this prayer is for you. It's your prayer. Be fervent, be focused. No silent prayer. We are praying right now, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, let your cloud of glory, let your cloud of glory, let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land and all our viewing centers around the world in the name of Jesus the Christ. This is our prayer. We call upon you today, O God of heaven. You have done it before. You did it before. Your cloud of glory filled the house of the Lord. Father, therefore, do it again. Oh God, do it again. We call upon you today. Father, do that which only you can do. Oh God of heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your cloud of glory, let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land, right from the gate to every nook and corner, to everywhere. Oh God of heaven, let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land, the faith tabernacle, all the tents, all the halls, all the roads. Oh God, let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land, every inch, everywhere where the foot of your people shall tread. Oh God, let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land. Father God of heaven, from all the entrances to all the car parks, oh God of heaven, let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land. This is our prayer. This is our request. Oh God, all through the 40th anniversary prophetic feast, Father, let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land in the name of Jesus the Christ, and all our viewing centers around the world, all our viewing centers around the world, all our viewing centers around the world, let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land and all our viewing centers around the world, all through this forthcoming 40th anniversary prophetic phase in the name of Jesus Christ. You have done it before, so Father, do it again in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone is praying. Someone is praying. If you are the one, lift up your voice and pray some more. Pray some more. Pray in faith. Pray your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. By all means, keep praying. By all means, keep pressing. Don't look around. Let heaven hear your voice as you make investment right now. Pray some more. Pray some more. Few moments left. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we call upon you today. Let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land. Let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land and all our view centers around the world, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, throughout this upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. In the name of Jesus the Christ, your cloud of glory, your cloud of glory, O God of heaven, let it fill the entire Canaan land and all of our viewing centers around the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your cloud of glory fill the entire Canaan land and all our viewing centers around the world, all through this upcoming 40th anniversary prophetic feast. Lift up your voice. Begin to thank God right now for answered prayers. Lift up your hands to the God of heaven. Give him praise and glory. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Please take your seat. Give the Lord a big clap offering.
In a moment, we're going to rise to pray. And this time, we're presenting our personal supplications unto the Lord. And as we do that, I want us to be reminded of God's word in the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 2. He said, you have not because you ask not. As you go before the Lord asking of him that which you desire, he will bring it forth as a testimony for you in the name of Jesus. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning, lift your voice, and from the depth of your heart, begin to present the desires of your heart unto the Lord in faith, and he will bring it to pass. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Lift your hand and lift your voice and begin to give glory to God this morning. Everything by prayer, by supplication, but with thanksgiving, your request is made known unto the Lord. Let your voice of thanksgiving be registered on high this morning. Father, we thank you, and blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated.
In this covenant hour of prayer this morning, it is testimony time. Put your wonderful hands together for Jesus. And please listen to these documented testimonies and be blessed by them in the name of Jesus Christ. Number one, dead brother restored back to life. I have come to return all the glory to God for his faithfulness and validating his mandate upon this commission. I am his cell minister. My younger brother in the University of Calabar called to inform me that our younger brother schooling in Auchi Polytechnic was confirmed dead on the 13th of May 2018 and his body deposited in the mortuary. Being worried and dismayed, I contacted my home cell provider who shouted, "He can't be dead," and I responded, "Amen." He gathered his household to join us and we began to pray fervently on kingdom advancement for about 2 hours that night. And thereafter, we joined Canaanland via Domi Radio for the covenant hour of prayer. The next day, my brother traveled to Auchi. On arrival, late in the night, he went straight to the mortuary and saw his younger brother's lifeless body. The mortuary attendant consoling him, reminding him that he came too late because he was injected for embalming over 24 hours ago. He then whispered to the ear of the lifeless body, "Jesus is here arisen." Nothing happened. He whispered again and said, "In the name of the God of Bishop David Oedipo, wake up." And in the next second, the dead brother sneezed out a thick blood and got up in the amazement of the mortuary attendant. Give Jesus a big hand this morning. About 68 souls gave their lives to Christ instantly. To God be the glory. And the testifier is Queen Vic. Give Jesus a big, big hand this morning. Number two, 22 years stagnation destroyed via kingdom practice. I joined this commission in May 2015, and in that service, while admonishing those worshiping for the first time, Bishop David Oedipo said that this is a city of refuge, and if we stay on for 3 months and nothing changes, we can go back. When WOFB was announced, I enrolled and completed the 3 levels. I engaged in all kingdom practices and joined parks and garden unit, believing that as I remove the weeds from the flowers to make them beautiful, God will remove the debris in my life and make me beautiful. I came to this commission as a nobody, but now I run my own business. I can feed my family, send my children to the university, and now pay my tithe in 5 digits. To God be all the glory. And the testifier is Sylvester Ibejo. Give Jesus a big hand this morning as you rise upon your feet, celebrating him some more. Give him glory.
Shall we lift up our hands everywhere, magnifying the God of wonders for answered prayers this morning? Give him praise from the depth of your heart. Let's appreciate him. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. Make sure God is hearing your voice of appreciation. We are also thankful for those marvelous acts. Those are his doings, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Bless his name. Magnify him. Make sure he's hearing your own voice. Lift up your hands and give God glory. He deserves all the praise. He deserves all the honor. Our Father, we magnify you for these strange acts. These are proofs that you are still in our midst. Receive all the glory, Lord. Now ask him for his word. Ask him for the appearance of his word to change our appearance in glory. We all with open face beholding as in a glass the word of the Lord are changing to the same image from glory to glory. Our Father, we thank you this morning for confidence that you have answered us. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Your amen can turn things around. Please be seated in God's presence and let's give Jesus a big hand of praise. By the privilege of God and his servant, I shall be taking us through the exhortation line for our covenant hour of prayer today. And we began on Monday considering the subject captioned, Engaging the Power of Expectation for Entry into Our Promised Land. Every one of us shall enter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Engaging the power of expectation for entering into our promised land. By introduction, we were told according to scriptures that faith is the substance of things hoped for. And that the word hope there translates to expectation. So faith, according to scripture, is the substance of things expected. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Without expectation, there will be no substantiation. Faith is the substance of things expected. Now, what is expectation? This morning, I'd like us to see expectation as consciously conceiving in your heart what God declares with his mouth. To consciously conceive in your heart what God declares with his mouth. This is the condition of delivering any divine mandate. This is one condition that must be met before any divine agenda is ever delivered. Whether it be answers to prayers or fulfillment of prophecy, as has gone before us, that we are entering our promised land beginning from this 40th anniversary prophetic feast. To see it delivered in your personal life, one condition that must be met is the condition of expectation. And that means to conceive, to agree to become pregnant with the seed of God's spoken word. That's the only hope of delivery. In Matthew chapter 21 verse 22, all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, expecting, that is what you shall receive. Now, that scripture means all things, but it also means only the things. All things you shall ask. All things you shall ask. Believing. Among all the things you ask, only the ones that you believe or expect shall be delivered in your life. No one ever arrives a future he cannot see. Are the lines we have always heard from our father in the faith. This is true. Because it's just like in childbirth. No woman ever delivers a child without first conceiving the child. The man might be intact, the woman intact, but without the process of conception, even Mary that delivered without a man did not deliver without conception. She needed conception first before delivery. Without conception or expectation, which is to carry consciously the spoken word and nurture it in your spirit, man, you may not deliver it. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2, it says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them because it was not mixed with expectation. Remember, the word faith has been transcribed as expectation in this exhortation. The word preached to them was the same word that benefited us, the same word that profited us, the same word of prophecy that we are entering the promised land was spoken to the 12 tribes of Israel. But we have had God's servant tell us that there are these 2.5 tribes that could not conceive what God was saying. What they were seeing was more real to them than what God was saying. But all of us, we know that what we see is temporal.
Do you agree with me? Whatever you are saying is temporal. What God is saying is eternal, because he was, he is, and he will be. So the things we are seeing came after him. When he speaks the end from the beginning. These 2.5 tribes could not see what God was saying. The things they were seeing deceived them. And by that, they lost count. They lost out. They couldn't enter the promised land, because their expectation was punctured. I want to pray in the name of Jesus. As we approach this 40th anniversary prophetic feast, your expectation and my expectation shall be intact. Look at Jehoshaphat as an example. Jehoshaphat and the whole Judah prayed answer expectant prayer. And God stepped into their affairs. A prophetic word came forth and led the way to their desired victory. God stepped in. A prophetic word came. But first of all, their expectation, their conception was intact. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 3 to 4. First of all, 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 3 to 4. The Bible says, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Not an empty fast. Not a vacuum fast. In verse 4, look at his expectation. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help. Somebody say help. So their intercession was geared towards this expectation. Help of God. Help of God. And if you look at his prayers, you could see a man that was conceiving. He was reminding God his word. He was reminding God his ability. He knew that God can deliver them from these people that they cannot save themselves from. And he went to God in prayers, in fasting, with an expectation. And that brought about his delivery. In verse 20, and they rose early in the morning and went forth. First of all, verse 17, rather. God, who they prayed to, remember, when they went to God in intercession, they went for help. They went for help. Look at the answer they got. Verse 17. God said, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Say to yourself, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not. Don't be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Which means the Lord will help you. They went to pray with the expectation of help. They got exactly what they expected from God. They asked for help. And God says, I'm going to help you. I'm going to take over this battle. I want to believe God. As you set your expectation right, this 40th anniversary shall deliver to the full. I thought your amen will be louder than that. There's a scripture in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Jeremiah chapter 1, 11 and 12. The Bible says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then verse 12, the Lord said unto me, thou hast seen well, for I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten my word to perform it. Expectation is different from wishing. It's different from thinking. People say that the Bible has provided that God can do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. That is correct. But not when you think outside his word. Expectation is word-based. Expectation is thinking through the mind of God. Expectation is seeing through the eye of God. No matter the circumstances around you or in you, your expectation must be in line with the word of God. You see, when you study the scripture, it is explained that the word almond tree is a figurative speech. It's like saying that somebody is growing like an agri fowl. When you say this guy is growing like an agri fowl, the first thing that comes to mind is that he's growing with speed, or to say that these people are growing like people eating fertilizer. It's figurative. The word almond tree there means exactly hasten. In Hebrews and Greek, hasten. Almond tree is a figurative way of expressing hasten. So it meant that God's word or God's mind was to hasten performance. But he was checking the heart of Jeremiah. What are you seeing? What is your expectation? And when Jeremiah said, I'm seeing men growing like agri fowl, God said, you have seen my mind. And I'm going to hasten my word to perform it. Meaning that what he was thinking, what he was seeing, was exactly in line with the word of God. Now, the question is this. What are you seeing? God has spoken so many things concerning this 40th anniversary prophetic feast. One of it is this, that it shall be more than 40 shillos put together in impact. The question you should ask yourself is this: what has God done before in Shiloh? Now, the question is this: what can the God that did these things in Shiloh do in 40 Shilohs put together? Then the last one, which is the key question, is what am I expecting from among this list? Nobody can do this for you, just like no woman can conceive for another woman. You must sit down with the word of God, sit down with the prophetic lines, and pick and fix in your spirit, man. Get pregnant. The testimony we had is a testimony of expectation. Far away at Auchi, somebody passed on. But you see, the word has been planted in the heart of this young man. He says, my prophet say we are not burying anyone this year. The circumstances notwithstanding, death notwithstanding, mortuary notwithstanding. You see, he went there with expectation and prayed. Now he said, the God of Bishop David Oyedepo, expectation, conception, ripe pregnancy, and the delivery was intact. You can't be pregnant with one child and give birth to two. If you want two, you must be pregnant with two. If you want triplets, the conception must be with three. So it's time to sit down and conceive. And the good news is this: there is no limit to what God can do. If you can conceive it, God can deliver it. I've never seen a case where people go to the hospital and the midwife says, well, the babies are too much. I'm not trying to deliver three babies. If you can conceive it, God can deliver it. Come this 40th anniversary, you will return testifying. We must keep speaking the reality of our expectation. Expectation is not complete until it is verbalized. We must therefore keep on speaking the reality of our expectations. In Mark chapter 11 verse 23, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever, everything that he says. As you build up your expectation, the good news is this: God will not underperform. Rather, he will overperform, because he is more than able. I believe God strongly that for us as a commission, collectively and individually, we shall return with our expectations. Not one of our expectations shall be cut off. You are one of us. Jump up on your feet, lift up your hand right now, and begin to express your expectation before the God of all possibilities. Speak to him with faith in your heart. These and these and these and these are my expectations from this prophetic feast. Make sure he's hearing your voice. Make sure he's in your heart. Pray this morning a prayer that must be answered. Let God hear your voice. Let God see your heart. Our Father, we give you glory. Our Father, we give you thanks. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Let's give Jesus a big hand of praise as we receive his servant.
For God's word that we have received this morning, lift your hand and voice and begin to give glory unto God. Begin to give glory unto God. Begin to give glory unto God. Lift your voice and give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Bless his name. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise and worthy of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen. I said, somebody believe, say a loud amen. In the scripture, the Bible says that the master of the house said unto his servants, go and tell them that all things are now ready. This is a feast. And God wants his feast furnished with guests. So we are going to tell them that all things are now ready. All things includes everything that they desire. So we have our flyers that are going to be made available in the course of the day. We'll be able to take advantage of it to invite others to be partakers of the feast. There is more than enough for everyone to have all of their desires met. Therefore, stretch your hand towards these flyers and just declare the breath of the Holy Ghost upon them. As they go forth, breathe upon these flyers, O Lord. Breathe upon these materials, O Lord. Let them become sharp sickles of harvest, drafting in souls to be partakers of the feast that you have in store for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, breath of God, breathe upon these materials. Breath of God, breathe upon these materials, turning them into sharp sickles of harvest. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. As we have declared, so shall it be in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Let's continue to prepare ourselves, getting ourselves ready, staying sharp and staying fervent in spirit as we get set for this prophetic feast. No one will end that season without something to show. Each one of us will experience dramatic visitations via this encounter. Every issue of concern will be turned to an open testimony in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, speak to the day and make your declaration concerning this day, because whatever you decree right now, God will deliver. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. You shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Speak to the day right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Right now. From the depth of your heart. Make your decrees and make your declaration. Make your decrees and make your declaration. Make your decrees and make your declarations. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. You have declared this morning, every declaration of your mouth becomes a manifestation in your hand today. This day becomes for you a day of blessing, a day of favor, a day of encounters, a fruitful day, a productive day. No evil tidings for you today. Every door opens to you today in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become a new identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go and be blessed as you do.